I definitely think this calls to this aspect of education, and that just education isn't enough. You know, we have alcohol education programs that everyone goes through, and not to say that those aren't necessary or effective, but I think it has to be that in combination with these kind of environmental factors. So it could be kind of like talking about harm reduction, talking about alcohol beyond just the alcohol EDU training you might get as a freshman, and then is that the only conversation you're having about it, and then you're just going off not really knowing, you know, outside what happens. So I think one big thing would be, I think a big thing to focus on would be policy enforcement within the university, as well as something that I heard the Maryland Collaborative was actually doing in partnership, UMBC in partnership with Towson University, was this kind of social host ordinance. So kind of keeping people accountable. So even in addition to people who provide alcohol legally, for example, bars, liquor stores, even what if like finding the host of a party who is serving alcohol to underage students, and this could even be a student and could even extend higher up to the landlord. So I think it's definitely a multi-step process for a multifaceted issue, but definitely addressing, you know, education with paying attention to culture and environmental factors could be really in the right direction. I think a lot of the time when we hear about stories about underage drinking, you know, college students as a whole get lumped together in this catastrophe, and a lot of the times everyone is clumped into this idea of irresponsible, excessive, catastrophic drinking. And I think the truth of the matter is a lot of college students are responsible and are of age, and some students even choose just not to drink, and you know, you don't hear that in the news or in these kind of statistics, but it's important to kind of also bring that up and highlight that, because that could also be kind of how we introduce a culture shift where, yes, we do need to pay attention to the problematic, concerning things that are going on with underage drinking and alcohol, because it's present and it's clearly there, but also to highlight the students who don't drink or drink responsibly. It's kind of like that harm reduction, and also this alternate side of the story that I think is really necessary.